This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to join me on the show. So, President Trump did something Obama never did when we're talking about a catastrophe, and that is he donated $1 million. And what's funny about that is the left says, well, what's $1 million to him? And it always cracks me up. He donated $1 million. It's like President Trump only taking a dollar or donating his salary to charity.
Well, he's a billionaire.
Well, Obama didn't need the money. He, according to him, he only needs $70,000 to be happy. Not to mention he was living off the taxpayer dole. You know, when you're comparing Trump to Obama during the crisis of a hurricane, you have to reflect. Because the left want to remind you, or I should say, they want you to have this memory of Obama as being the end-all, be-all when it came to hurricanes. And they had this picture that was floating around, and it was of a lady who was being hugged by Obama during Sandy. And it looks, I mean, it's a touching photo. He seems to care so much. It was a former White House photographer, a guy named Pete Souza. And he's the guy now that trolls Donald Trump with images of Barack Obama's administration as if Donald Trump has something to be concerned about. What's he going to do? Show Obama picking his final four bracket or playing more golf than Trump? What could he possibly do? Anyway, Donald Trump, as you guys know, visited Texas. They claim it was funny. I was reading the trades and they were like, Donald Trump said nothing good about, you know, I think they said how much he talked about himself. He didn't talk about the human factor involved in it. It was amazing to me that what they came up with. I'll get to that later. But they were talking about, you know, how Obama was comforting people during Sandy. And the fact of the matter is he got there late. He flew over in a helicopter. He looked at it. He got there late. He took a photo op, and the woman he took the photo op of said when she called to say, are you going to follow up with us on this? He didn't even respond. Wrote a form letter to her. But they tell you that Donald Trump is the bad guy because he didn't show enough compassion. He didn't hug anybody. Donald Trump remains on the ground in Texas for days, flew into Corpus Christi, handed out food, and by the way, did this same thing with the Louisiana hurricane that Barack Obama didn't even come off vacation. Here's what they reported at the time. Barack Obama is facing backlash for continuing his vacation in Martha's Vineyard while Louisiana is reeling from its worst natural disaster since Hurricane Katrina. So far, last week's heavy rainfall has affected some 40,000 homes. According to the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, about 30,000 have been rescued from homes and cars. 13 people have died so far. He declared the floods a disaster, redirected federal aid to help the state recover. Homeland Security Jay Johnson is set to visit Baton Rouge. Barack Obama never went. And meanwhile, Donald Trump preemptively supported Texas in undoubtedly the fastest and best response in America's history in dealing with hurricanes. Then he and the First Lady went and actually got people supplies that they needed. It wasn't talk. Now, here's what the Washington Post said of Bush, Obama, and finally Trump. I just want you to understand how they depicted this. When President George Bush arrived in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, In 2005, he offered victims a personal message, one they needed to hear given the administration's infamously slow and inept response to the storm. To all who carry a burden of loss, he said, I extend the deepest sympathy of our country. When President Barack Obama spoke from a beachside town in New Jersey that was ravaged by Hurricane Sandy in 2012, he told residents much the same. We are here for you, and we will not forget. Little of that high-minded rhetoric was on display Tuesday when President Trump visited Texas to discuss the devastation from Hurricane Harvey. Trump, who ran on a promise of being a different kind of president, once again kept that promise. He made virtually no mention of the storm's victims, and there was no indication he met with any. Didn't call for donations or volunteers. Didn't mourn the dead. Now, that's how they depicted, the Washington Post depicted President Donald Trump. And in typical leftist fashion, they appreciate words more than action. See, the left knows that to do better than Trump is practically impossible. So the only thing they can do is compare his words to those of presidents who only had words to compare. He didn't compare actions because that would mean Barack Obama would have to roll up his sleeves and actually do work. He'd actually get in there and have to reassure people with more than just rhetoric.
I just want everybody to understand, we're going to come in, we're going to do everything we can. And now I got to go because I got pressing business in D.C. We'll be back.
And they don't come back. And Donald Trump stays there, brings in the wife, brings in all the departments necessary, starts immediate aid to people, and has people mobilizing, people donating millions of dollars, Houstonians, people all over the country rallying, headed to Houston. And I could go on. It's crazy. This is telling you how sick these people are. And they want us to believe in them. They want us to believe what they say when they talk about how they care about the kids, how they care about the homeless, how they care about women, how they care about black folks, how they care about whomever. It's absolutely, utterly ridiculous. It's sickening. And the reason why I give them so much grief on this show is because if we don't say this about them, they actually go along believing that they're good people. They believe the people that they represent are good folks trying to do the best that they can. It is a lie. And I'm not going to let them propagate that lie. Anyway, we got a ton to talk about. Man, the world is bizarre, to say the least. And this today, I want to focus on truth. I mean, we always do, but I'm going to really emphasize that today because we have to start speaking the truth about who we are and who they are.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hey, Daniel Bregman, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. I will tell you that I spent a small fortune putting together this team that brings my radio show to you every day. And, you know, if you follow our work, written work, at theblacksphere.net, as well as kjradio.com, which is where we post all the radio stuff. I mean, it's a Herculean effort. And thankfully, there are a lot of people who donate to help. But the unfortunate thing is that we carry the brunt inside of our organization, and that includes all of our charity work. Now, I'm not telling you that to feel sorry for me. I'm telling you that to say that we get a lot done with very little financial resources. And so I watch these people that just blow through money. I remember hearing that Allen Iverson, former basketball player, he would go to a new town and just buy everything new and leave it and go to the next town. To have that kind of money to just go, you know, I don't know what the guy was into, but what, just your wardrobe. Whatever you may buy. Say it cost you $500,000. You know, it's typical. I mean, it's not, you know, I wear a suit, nice shoes, you know, belt, tie, shirt, t-shirt, underwear. socks, whatever you may buy. Buys it, leaves it. That's just, that's simple. I've never been that frivolous. And he's, you know, a strange one, to say the least, but I hear these stars that have blown through their money, Tom Sizemore, what was the guy's name? Nicolas Cage. They said he blew through like $150 million bucks or something like that, right? $150 million? Look it up. Let me know. Anyway, I get this story that Johnny Depp is broke. And look, karma notwithstanding, I'm going to tell you something. I'd like to see all these Hollywood weirdos and other leftist entertainers go broke. And I will tell you, I don't wish bad luck on people, but given the opportunity that has been afforded to them, they deserve it. It's like lottery winners. They've won the lottery, and then they find themselves trying to live this Hollyweird lifestyle, keeping up with the Joneses. We think of keeping up with the Joneses as getting a new car every 4 or 5 years. You know, maybe taking a vacation, a really nice vacation or stuff like that. Having never been on a routine to do those types of things, I get jealous of people. Yeah, it's the old annual family vacation. I'm like, wow. Who does that? Who can... Just think of the planning. I was talking to a buddy of mine. He says, yeah, Kevin. He goes, wife and I, we were over in New Zealand. And he said, something happened to where they were going to have to take a car. He goes, I wasn't taking the car. I was done. He goes, so I booked the ticket. And I met my wife and my kids on the other side of the island or something like that. And I'm thinking, man, in my life, if you have to book a ticket the day of to do something, you know, where it's going to be $2,000, it's more money to do that than to fly to China with a little bit of notice. I was like, forget that nonsense. But anyway, you know, it just made me think about that. Johnny Depp, though, I mean, he has lost a fortune. Look, these Hollywood types, they can't even remember what it's like to actually earn a buck. That's not what makes me mad about this, though, because here's the thing. I don't care if somebody built a career and now they live on residuals, they earn money, you know, whatever. I don't care about that. All I know is Hollywood weirdos believe they matter more than their stupid movies. And thus, they inflict their ideas on us. And when all we really want them to do, if I might speak for you guys, is to just act. And though we as conservatives, we ignore them, their influence is felt. And their nutty ideas are adopted. And what cracks me up is they rarely, if ever, back it up. Outside of the occasional adopting an African or a Chinese baby, these guys don't know what's going on. Darfur, save Darfur. They had kids that don't even know where the heck Darfur is, talking about save Darfur, talking about Rwanda, etc. These, ask the average college kid to tell you where Rwanda is on a map. They couldn't tell you. So, you know, we've got people that are influencing society and moreover influencing the public, the general public and politicians. Oh, I said society, I meant, you know, kids and things like that. And then they're influencing politicians who then come out and say, well, we've got to do something about global climate change or whatever. And it bugs me. And one of these Hollywood weirdos is Johnny Depp. Now, I've never been a fan of the brooding star who launched his career on 21 Jump Street. You guys remember that show? He was the star. Nobody else really made it off that show in a big way except for Depp. And his James Dean act played out for me after I saw it for the 113th time, because that's what everybody wants to be, is sort of the cool cat in Hollywood. That or the new Jason Bourne, you know, or which is just nothing but a takeoff of Bond, right? But the problem for Depp is he continues to be a rebel without a cause. The Smoke Room talked about it. They said, at one time, the Pirates of the Caribbean was a proud owner of 14 properties around the world and an extravagant yacht to top it off. But after spending his $650 million in earnings over just a 13-year span, He's been forced to sell some of his real estate. And even worse, he's now selling his Kentucky horse farm at auction. Depp's 41-acre property in Lexington, complete with a 6,000-square-foot home, which, by the way, is a modest home for a Holly weirdo. A guest house, three horse barns, will be sold at auction next month. Folks, again, how does this happen? $650 million in 13 years. That's $50 million a year this guy is spending. That's amazing. I can't even fathom that. 14 properties. Look, I get it. If you live one place, how many places can you be at once? And look, I have friends that are worth a lot of money, and they have a lot of properties, but they tend to have them in the same place. They tend to say, here's one for my for my daughter, my mom, etc. And it's well within their means. I don't know what these 14 properties were worth, but my suspicion is it cost this dude a fortune. $50 million a year this guy's dropping. They say his self-inflicted financial crisis that led him to listing a farm for sale in December had an original asking price of $3.4 million, but later dropped to $2.9 million. Now think about that. 42 acres, I think that's what they said, no, 41 acres, 6,000 square foot horse farm, and he wants $2.9 million. That's what people get for an apartment in New York. This guy's forced to sell. He couldn't even go get an apartment in New York. Unbelievable. How do you have this kind of a fall from grace? When does the light come on that says, look, you're living beyond your means? Is there any checks and balances to these fools? I would say no, because they're still full of themselves.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Hurricane Irma is beginning to form and is barreling towards the United States East Coast. And let's hope that we can avoid it, that Irma decides to go a different way. Who came up with this name? I don't know. Harvey and Irma, throwback names. But, boy, I tell you what, potential for major damage if Irma comes in on the heels of Harvey. Let's hope she's not a stalker. Anyway, I was talking about earlier about Barack Obama's letter to incoming President Donald Trump. It had to be a surprise that he was writing that letter. You know, Barack Obama had already had a form letter for Hillary Clinton. And he talked about the four things that Donald Trump needed to do. And I've covered two of them. One of them was respect our great fortune, which I find is a joke considering Barack Obama didn't respect our great fortune. And number two, respect America's leadership in the world, as he put it. And he goes on to say that we need to respect our democratic institutions and traditions. The man who appointed czars, over 40 czars, and who issued executive orders that essentially bypassed Congress, gave you Obamacare, which was unconstitutional. And he wants to talk about respecting democratic institutions and traditions. Geez. And finally, he says, rely on family to help you through the inevitable rough patches. What family did this guy have? He had a wife, two daughters, and a mother-in-law. That's who he had. Barack Obama has no family that gives a crap about him. I looked at these four things that he says you need to be aware of, and practically, I mean, I chuckled every time I read one. Anyway, CNN got the letter. They published it. And they highlighted a few things that we'll talk about here in a second. But one of the things that they said was, in this guy's writing this, he says, CNN obtained the letter, published it in full, but underscored that in its context are calls for the incoming president to show respect for White House power, his White House power, the U.S. standing in the world, and our democracy. So, respect for his power, which I find kind of interesting, given that Barack Obama completely disrespected his power. The opening of the letter did suggest, quote, all of us, regardless of party, should hope for expanded prosperity and security. Now, let me ask you this. Do you believe in the time of Barack Obama that we expanded prosperity and security? Did you feel financially better off, and did you feel safer? And I'll leave that to you to answer. I'm not going to try to answer it for you. I can tell you this for me personally. I was neither financially better off nor more secure under Barack Obama. I can tell you I felt neither.
I know I wasn't financially better off under Barack Obama. It was the worst 8 years of my life financially, and quite frankly, in general. Outside of a few highlights that I put together on my own, I can't look at anything during the time of Obama and say this was great. The only thing that it did was it engendered my career in doing this. And maybe that's the, you know, you got to, as they say, you got to turn a silk purse into a sow's ear. Maybe that's how I do it. But there's nothing else I can look at. Leading up to that, my life was amazing. Practically, I was a star. I don't want to say a star, but I felt like a star. Jet setting around the globe, helping companies solve their problems. And suddenly, I'm thrust into a whole new career where I practically starved to death and almost went bankrupt. That's how I fared over the time of Barack Obama. Luckily for me, I stuck with it. I had persistence that I'd learned not from principles of the Democrats, but from the principles of the Republicans, and specifically of Ronald Reagan, who lost but said, "I haven't lost. I'm just setting myself up for the win." That's what helped me get through all that. That and, of course, the grace of God. Anyway, here's the letter, according to CNN. "Dear Mr. President, congratulations on a remarkable run. Millions have placed their hopes in you, and all of us, regardless of party, should hope for the expanded prosperity and security during your tenure." He says, "This is a unique office without a clear blueprint for success. So I don't know that any advice from me will be particularly helpful. Still, let me offer a few reflections from the past 8 years. No truer words could be said when Barack Obama says, 'I don't know if any advice from me could be helpful.' He should have said, 'I know you will disregard my advice because I'm an idiot.' That would have been more fitting." Anyway, he says this. "First, we've both been blessed in different ways with great good fortune. Not everyone is so lucky. It's up to us to do everything we can to build more ladders of success for every child and family that's willing to work hard." What's interesting about this letter is he left out the word "to." So it wasn't even checked over. I'm just saying, the way they wrote it, you can tell he left that word out. Unbelievable. Didn't even proofread his letter. He goes on to say this. "Second, American leadership in the world is indispensable. It's up to us through action and example to sustain the international order that's expanded steadily since the end of the Cold War and upon which our wealth and safety depend." And that's why I go back to when I was explaining that he was saying that our international presence as a world leadership and he admonishing Trump to maintain that leadership. I find as a joke, the very thing he's telling Donald Trump to do is what he didn't do. It's almost like he's saying, "You know what? I screwed up. And so in order for us to maintain it, you know, for me to enjoy my riches, you're going to have to do your job. You know, step in and help a brother out." Wow. Third, we are just temporary occupants of this office. That makes us guardians of those democratic institutions and traditions. And here it comes, folks. Like rule of law, separation of powers, equal protection and civil liberties that our forebears fought and bled for. Let me tell you, I could do an entire show on just that particular issue. Rule of law. The president of the United States that has completely disregarded rule of law more than anybody I've ever seen is Barack Obama. Unbelievable. Separation of powers? I've already gone through. Look, I get executive orders were meant to be a workaround in the event of emergencies. The presidents, and not just Obama, by the way, have completely disregarded this. They now use executive orders just willy-nilly. They use it whimsically. Donald Trump is using EOs to undo EOs, which I think from my perspective, is a good thing. But one of the things we need to do is rein in these executive orders. And finally, equal protection and civil liberties. I have never seen, and I mean, it's amazing us folks. We are in an amazing time from a civil liberties point of view where white folks are completely under attack. I've never seen a group of people attacked so openly and dishonestly than white folks. And I'm telling you this as a brother. Look, I could join in if y'all want me to. I could go be on the side of the enemy and be looking at y'all. Like, you white people, y'all are evil. You're evil. I mean, the W. Kamau Bells of the world, who, by the way, is a CNN contributor, and he's out marching for Antifa. A black ethnocentric racist marching for Antifa employed by CNN. It's unbelievable. Civil liberties? When you can walk around calling people crackers, talking about white privilege, asking for black-only safe spaces. I mean, it's amazing to me that we're even having this discussion. And Barack Obama talking about civil liberties. He says, and finally, take time in the rush of events and responsibilities for friend and family. That'll get you through the inevitable rough patches. If there's anybody that's been that lived up to that, it's Barack Obama, the guy who said, and you can't even find this quote anymore on YouTube or the internet. Barack Obama made the comment with Michelle. They were being interviewed, and he said point blank, when you become president, you lose your life. There is no time for vacation, etc. It is all about the people. And look, I'm not decrying anybody that takes vacations and does that. I get it. You need a blow, especially in a job like that. But to come on and talk about, I will never rest until, and we've got clips of him saying things like that, until this happens or that happens, it was a lie. It's all politics. I tell people, look, I'm going to work my butt off for you during the week. And on the weekend, I'm taking a blow. Unless it's a time of crisis. Because I'm going to have to clear my head from all this nonsense. I can speak as a political pundit. There are times when you must get away from this. It's almost impossible, though, because it's always happening. But you have to do it.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Dissecting Barack Obama's letter to Donald Trump while talking about other news in between, sort of juxtaposing the letter to what's actually happening in the world and putting it all in perspective, because Barack Obama gave Donald Trump advice in four key areas. Four key messages: respect our great fortune that Barack Obama squandered. The second thing was respect America's leadership in the world, which Barack Obama squandered. The third thing is respect America's democratic institutions and traditions, which Barack Obama completely threw in our faces. And then finally, rely on family to help you get through the inevitable rough patches, is what he said. And the good advice, except Barack Obama has no family. He's got a wife who I don't think really cares about him, and two daughters, who are one of whom's off the deep end. Did you hear this? Malia. Her name is Malia, the older daughter. She got fired I think she worked as an intern for the Spanish embassy, and she got fired. Did you hear this? I think, I'm just going off of memory here, but I believe she was hired as an intern or brought in as an intern to the Spanish embassy, and she was fired because she went up to the roof to smoke reefer. This chick is just like her daddy, a dope head with an advantage. And her advantage is she's a former president's daughter. But she's been a hell. Look, don't misunderstand me. Kids are going to do what they do. It's funny, I'm hanging around with my little boy, and we do a lot together. And we're talking about different things, and we'll say something, and it dawns on me, like he'll say, well, so-and-so made crank calls. And I go, you know, look, man, it's not good to make crank calls. Don't be doing crank calls. I did crank calls. So, you know, you know they're going to do little devilish, man. It's like, you know, sneaking off and we're going to be at the blah, blah, blah. You know they're not going to be there. They're going to go do something else. And you almost as an adult have to say, look, I'm going to let you do it. You know, I'm going to let you get away with it because I know I could catch you. And so I'm looking at – I get the kids are going to do crazy things. Kids are going to party. You better hope your kids go through that stage, all these stages, because if they don't and they miss those stages, then they're going to make them up. If you don't let your kid party during his teen years, you know, teen to 20s and get all that out of his system, he will party in his 50s. I'm just saying. But anyway, so Barack Obama gives Donald Trump advice in four areas, and he cannot talk what am I trying to say here? There's no authority in anything that he says in any of this. He's not I keep coming back to this. Respect our great fortune, our leadership in the world, our democratic institutions, and use family. And if you said to Barack Obama, get 10 family members around you in the next, with every, all the things that he has access to, Air Force One, the power of the government, get 10 people around you who give a crap. He couldn't do it. It's just the truth. And leftists can, you know, it's funny. I know there's people listening to this program thinking I'm trying to be funny. I'm not even trying to be funny. Tell me, name anybody. Barack Obama's brother doesn't give a crap about him. He was a Trump supporter. Have you heard anything about his half-sister? Satoru, whatever her name is. What does she know? What about his nieces and nephews over there? You hear anything. Think about TMZ and E and all these trade rags that are all over the world. And they don't even bother to cover Barack Obama's family. I'm talking about his extended family. The only one you hear about is, and we heard about this during the campaign, was his brother who said, Barack disowned us. He spends no time with us. He does nothing. And what about his aunt who is in the country illegally? I bet that chick won't even come over and say hello to Barack Obama. Does he help any of them financially? What's he done? Barack Obama's feasting right now. You would think if there was a time, I mean, he's hit the lotto, right? Y'all know what I'm headed. If there's ever a time where family comes over and go, hey, what's up, cuz? It's right now with Barack Obama feasting. Tell me where families come around this man. He just got a $60 million book deal. We have to foot another mill. We foot $1 million a year for this clown to continue to play president. He's voted himself Secret Service. He's got people who want to protect him all around him. So he could go ahead and bring family around him because, you know, the Secret Service will stop him from hurting him. So he's cool with that. I don't even hear of Michelle Obama's family hanging out with him other than the mother-in-law. Who else? Her brother? the dude who got the coaching gig because he's brother to Michelle Obama, who was married to Senator Barry Satoru, turned President Barry Satoru? Come on. Tell me who they surround themselves with, family. Get 15 people. Michelle's people would be it, because if it's Barack Obama's people, nobody cares about him. That should tell you all you need to know. I mean, look, I moved out of Texas, and I became, I was more distant from my family because we got together all the time. But when you move, you don't get that, you lose that closeness there. I mean, in terms of the proximity. But let me tell you something. My family, we dote on each other. Something happens to me, they are zoop, they're there. And it's the same way with me, by the way. So if my uncle had become president, I guarantee you I would be living near the White House, if not in it. I'd have a job. I'd be ambassador to something. Barack, I'm just saying. You can't give this guy any advice. But the letter continues, and I want to get to the end of it, because that's more, the most, I mean, it gets interesting to me there, because he talks about, Michelle and I wish you and Melania the very best as you embark on this great adventure. And know that we stand ready to help in any ways which we can. What a lie. This entire letter is a joke. And he signs it, good luck and Godspeed. I mean, what an insult to the great one God. Good luck and Godspeed. Bo. Unbelievable. They said Trump had declined to share the contents of the, quote, beautiful letter in an early administration interview with ABC. He says it was complex, it was thoughtful, and it took time to do it, and I appreciated it. That was it. That's all the only comment he made at the time. And I don't blame him. Because Trump, let me tell you, Barack Obama did everything he could to thwart the transition of Donald Trump. And he was setting himself up to be nothing but a thorn in the side of Donald Trump from day one when the man became president-elect, and certainly when he took office officially. And you know what happened? A funny thing happened on Barack Obama's evil plot. Donald Trump performed. See, what the world wasn't ready for, particularly the leftist world, they were ready for Donald Trump to fail miserably. They didn't think he could come out of the block doing anything. And he surprised the living daylights out of them when he saved Carrier. That was when Barack Obama had to step back and go, wait a minute. This isn't going to be as easy as I thought. Because what happened was Barack Obama said it would take the magic wand to save Carrier. Donald Trump did it with the ease of any master craftsman in his art, and it made Barack Obama go, holy cow, here I am talking smack, and this guy did it. What else is he going to, if he's smart as they say he is, and you don't have to be that smart to be able to think a little bit ahead and say, how much can I hammer on this guy, and he continue to perform, and then I look stupid? Or I can let him be successful and take credit. That's going to be his strategy. I'm just telling you, if I were Barack Obama, I would back away. I would support Donald Trump. And I'd say, well, you got to understand, I handed Donald Trump a lot of good things. And that would be my, I'm just telling you how I would do it. I would try to at least take credit for something. And by not fighting him, he might actually be able to do some of that. Now, we're not stupid enough to fall for it. But the press certainly will be, oh, look at how magnanimous Barack Obama's being. I mean, he did, after all, hand him a great economy and whatever else. That's the only way he can win. I don't know if he'll continue. I don't know if he'll adopt that strategy, but we'll see what happens.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.